want to hear this hit song by DJ Snake or millions of others, you now have another option, Apple Music. It combines downloaded music, streaming tunes, radio, and some social elements, and it costs about $10 a month. Or you can pay more to get the whole family on board.
Well, joining us to talk about it on Skype, Rob Pegoraro, columnist for Yahoo Tech and USA Today. Rob, good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
So you've had an opportunity to try it out. How do you like Apple Music?
So far, my early take on it is it's a really good service to consider if you have a MacBook Air on your desk, you have an Apple TV in front of your TV, and you have an iPad on the coffee table and an iPhone in your pocket. Otherwise, we got to see. Apple has said there's an Android version coming out. Earlier, the fine print on their site was saying you'll have to pay to use that. Well, on these other Apple devices, you can use it for free. It also works on Windows. And then there's all these other connected devices we already have in our lives, our smart TVs, Roku boxes next to them. So that's Apple Music's biggest weakness relative to everybody else.
Do you like it better than Spotify, or which offers something similar?
The big pitch here is human curation. Apple says that when you select a channel, say R&B or alternative, whatever, it's not just algorithms deciding what plays next, which is how it works at Pandora. They also have a human radio station, Beats One, where they have one DJ in LA, one in New York, one in London, and that's all day around the world. Of course, it's just one station, and it makes me feel a little bit old, but I'm in my mid-40s, so there you go.
Name maybe a feature that you didn't like so much about it, why maybe you would not consider it.
I think a lot of it, like I said, is just being limited. You know, right now I do have an iPad on my desk. I also have my Android phone on my desk. I have two different boxes connected to my TV right now, neither of which will be able to play Apple Music anytime soon. If you have, if you have a Sonos system, another housewide music system, Apple said it's coming to Sonos, but it's not there right now. And that's the hang-up. And you can't count on Apple deciding that they will become a lot more open with the system. Usually they pick and choose a few platforms, say, we'll support this, not others.
So you said it might be available to Android folks, but they'll probably have to pay. Is this Apple's way to try to make them come over?
Well, the fact that there'll be an Android app at all is something. And I just checked now, and the membership page on Apple's site no longer says that the free tier on Android won't be available. So maybe they changed their mind. They have a habit of sort of documenting some things and not others, and then changing their mind on these things without necessarily saying so up front. We'll have to see how it is when this ships later this year.
All right. Thanks so much, Rob. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Rob Pegoraro, columnist for Yahoo Tech and USA Today.
414.